Madtown's number one for hits and hip hop, 93.1 Jams Fusion in the afternoons. Here today with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Dane County, I have Tracy and Riette. How you doing, ladies?
Oh, we're good.
Yes, we're doing so good.
It's a pleasure to have you both here today. And Riette, you were in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. Can you talk a little bit about what the experience was like to be a little?
Yeah, my experience was amazing. I was matched with Elizabeth when I was like 10 years old, and we stayed matched throughout the rest of my elementary school, middle school, and high school. And she just became real family. And that's not always the goal. The goal is to have a mentor. The goal is to have someone that you can depend on, someone that can help guide you in life and be another person that you can lean on. But it's so amazing what this program can do, because though the mission is to have a mentor, the mission is to have a friend, the mission is to have another person to guide you through life, it always seems to end up in like finding a forever person that you can call your friend and your sister or your brother, or like someone in your life that like you never want to let go. And so that's kind of what my experience was like. And I think it's,
wow,
it was just like a beautiful thing to be able to experience what a program can do and then be more in the program and see that it's done for thousands of other people. Like, it's amazing.
And it's followed you past the program.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And this past year when we went to the conference in California, I mean, there were hundreds of other people there that have experienced the same thing. And so it's just like, it's not like a one of a kind story. Like, this is real life happening to so many other people. And it is just amazing what this organization has done.
Do you remember, you know, kind of how you felt as a person, like your self-esteem and your confidence level, like when you started with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Yeah, I actually, I think the reason that I got matched with Elizabeth, or that I got put in the program, was because of the things that I was going through at home. I myself, like, I was getting bullied in middle school and like, you know, throughout middle school, in the early years that I was matched with Elizabeth. I was moved into a foster home, a specific one, where there were a lot of times where I could not see Elizabeth. And, you know, there was a lot of times where she, you know, she could see that something was wrong, and it was very hard for her to take me back to the place that was, that gave her that feeling every time we hung out. But at some point, you know, we just kept going. She kept coming back to get me. And at some point, it just kind of flipped, and my life was able to move forward in a more positive way. And I think that that helped our relationship even more, because we had less to worry about. And I think that we saved each other's lives. And I think it's helped my confidence. I know it's helped Elizabeth's confidence 100%, being more extroverted. Like, when I met Elizabeth, she was an introvert. And this summer I told her, I said, Elizabeth, that is not who you are anymore. And so it's been so nice to finally hear her admit, like, you know, I like being by myself, but I love being around many people too, and I love talking to people. And we just have grown so much since then.
That's huge. That's super huge. It enabled both of you to grow into new, beautiful beginnings.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Any favorite memories, any favorite activities that you have over the time that you spent with Elizabeth and Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Honestly, some of my favorite memories, the first few would be, Elizabeth would take me to do things, like Science Saturdays, for anyone listening who maybe wants to join the program and but doesn't know what to do. Science Saturdays at the Overture Center. Like, there's always things around the square in the Capitol, especially now that it's wintertime. Like, they have festivals out there. Like, Elizabeth would take me to these things. They do, like, Tin Pin does the bowling alley, like, lot, like, so much. We went there so much. And I would always see, like, people that I knew there. Like, I would see my cousins. I would see, like, my siblings who were maybe, like, I lived in a foster home and they didn't always live with me. And I thought that that was beautiful too, because it's like, you know, had Elizabeth not came and picked me up, I would have lost some of those connections with some of my cousins and my siblings. And so that those are my favorite memories, when we would go do stuff together and like coincidentally see my family there and, you know, got to talk to them, and like it would shed light on me and like what I needed to survive whatever I was going through at home. So those are personally some of my favorite memories. I know a big one for us is the event that we did in California, because I mean Tracy was there. Like, it was so moving, so touching. That's one of my favorite memories with the organization. Big Brothers Big Sisters of America, we took that it takes little to be big, and we've kept that this whole year. I mean, June's coming up quickly, and we've kept that with us this whole year. And I mean, getting to travel, like, I never thought I would be able to see Disneyland ever in my life. Like, that, as a kid, for me, that was just not a thing for me. And I went there with Elizabeth and Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I met people there who were with this program from Texas and Oklahoma. Wow. And North Dakota. And it's just like, maybe it's South Dakota, but they were just like, things that they gave me that I could never recover from. Performing on stage with Wyclef Jean, and like, wow. I mean, like meeting Jenny Mai and Roski Diaz. It's just like things that never would have happened to me because of this program. Like I can't even express like how wonderful of memories those are to me.
Well, and can I just say how excited I was, because that was the first time Riette and I met.
Okay.
And I heard her story. She got up on stage and she spoke about Elizabeth. I mean, you're just crying at this conference. You're just crying. And so
it's really emotional.
It's very emotional. Yeah. And when I heard the story, that is what inspired me. That's why I said, when I come back from the conference, I shouldn't waste any more time. I need to be a big. And then meeting Elizabeth, and Elizabeth telling me, you know, she didn't know sometimes where Riette was going to be. She would show up for her, you know, every week, every other week. And it just inspired me. And I'm like, well, what am I doing? What am I waiting for? I can show up for somebody too. So
that's amazing. Let me ask you this, Riette. The campaign, it takes a little to be big. What does that mean to you?
Oh, I love this question, because I have the same answer every single time. It takes little to be big. When I met Elizabeth, she was in college. Like, she was a broke college student who, I have no idea why Elizabeth came to find me. I have no idea, because other than love, other than showing up, other than being like peace in my storm, that's all we did for the first couple of years. Sometimes we did the Science Saturdays. We did lots and lots and lots of free things. It didn't take hundreds of dollars. It didn't take really any money at all. She would pack me lunches from her home. And who we now both call Dad would let me raid his pantry. I mean, that's what it means, that it takes little to be big. It takes an hour or two of your day, twice a month maybe, to connect with somebody who really needs someone else. And that is not a lot to give to someone. But it's all subjective, because to that kid, it means the world. To that kid, it means someone cares enough about me to come pick me up and to talk to me and hang out with me. And just because this kid is not having a hard time at home, it doesn't mean that they're not having a hard time at school. It doesn't mean that they're personally not having a hard time suffering with with mental health and not knowing how to speak up, not knowing how to talk to someone, going through something that they don't know, and just that person being there 1, 2, 3, 4 hours a month for you, it can make all the difference. And again, it's not a lot to give to us from an outside perspective, from the person who does have a million other things to give. I mean, a million other things to do throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month. They don't see that. You know, they're kids for a reason. They don't see all that, like, you have to do. But in their minds, they have so much time. They're like, oh, I'm going to hang out for a couple of hours. And then they're going to be like, I want to do it again. And I want to do it again. And it's not a lot to give. And I think that that's the most important thing, because for me and Elizabeth, it is true to our story. Like, Elizabeth came to me with absolutely nothing. And I don't know why, but she found me. And even though we both didn't have much, all we had was each other and time, board games, like, that were already bought 10 years prior. Like, we just chilled the entire few years before I was a grown up and, you know, was going through all the teenage stuff. But yeah, like, it, in hindsight, it, there's nothing more that you could give someone than time and love. And to me, that's what that quote means the most.
And I'm sure for some littles that those meetings every 2 weeks are one of the staple things they're looking forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I would say too, like with Riette and Elizabeth, if you're ever around them, there is such a bond, there's such a connection. I love their energy. I love being around them. I do believe that they did save each other. And it's true. It really just takes little to be big. I mean, playing a board game, getting that slice of pizza, getting some ice cream, you know, and like, you know, Riette, her and I, we saw each other over Christmas break. And she was just even saying at that time, just to like know someone was coming to get her, you know, she was so appreciative. So, yeah.
It's amazing. Riette, if there was somebody listening right now that is maybe kind of on the fence about becoming a mentor, about being a big, what would you say to help push them in the right direction?
I would say if you were a little kid and you wanted somebody to come get you, go get somebody else. If you were somebody who needed somebody else, go get somebody else who needs somebody else. Be that person for someone else if you'd want a person to be that person for you. Don't think about what you don't have to give, because the things that you do have to give are just second nature. They're just already in you. Love and time. That's all you have to come with. Whatever you got and that kid is all you need. You don't need anything else. You just have to do it.
That's really powerful in itself. I mean, essentially, don't overthink it. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's more about the love and the compassion and being there and being human.
You don't have to be perfect. We always say you don't have to be perfect. We just ask that you be present.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so you're now you've graduated from high school. You've now gone on to college, doing really excelling in life right now. But you're still in contact with Elizabeth, right? Like, you guys are still.
Yeah, we're in contact.
That's awesome. Relationships for life, really. Positive, strong relationships for people to make sure their life is at their best.
Yeah, I mean, the minimum commitment is 1 year. But on average, we've seen, you know, these relationships last 4 years or longer. And it's awesome to hear the stories of just, you know, like Riette and Elizabeth. You know, whenever Riette comes back to visit, she stays with Elizabeth. They're sisters. I mean, they really are. They're like inseparable. Or just hearing about weddings, like, you know, once a little grows up, you know, attending their wedding and traveling together when they become adults. And it's long lasting. And, you know, after that 1 year commitment, it's by choice. It's because those two people, just can't see their life without that other person anymore.
That's amazing. Yeah. And you are 10 years later, still going strong.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I'm like, Elizabeth always says that, like, and you know, it's harder when I'm away at college. Like, I don't get to go to all the family things because I can't afford to take time off. I'm also a track athlete. So in this winter, when we're in season, winter, spring, and a little bit of summer, I can't. But they're always like, where's Riette? And she's like, guys, I'm still here. Riette's not here, but I'm still here. So her family has completely taken me under the wing. Her dad, got married a couple years back, and his wife has daughters and they have daughters, and so like they're like my little nieces, and I mean we just have a blast. Like, these are, you know, people that have taken me in that like chose to love me, and it's just beautiful. Yeah, me and Elizabeth are sisters. Like, this is past what we've ever could have imagined this program would have given us. But yeah, it just takes a little bit of effort. But yes, we are very much close. I actually just talked to her last night. So and she loves Tracy. She's really good friends with Tracy. She loves the program. She's at work today, but she loves the program, and I mean, she knows what it's done for her life. So the feeling is mutual.
It seems to have been a really strong, amazing thing for you. You know, have you ever thought about what life would have been like had you not met a big, had you not been with Big Brothers, Big Sisters?
Well, one, I think it would be a little, yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what my life would have been like without Elizabeth. I don't know where I'd be. Seriously, like, I don't know where I'd be. And without this program, I don't know where I would be without this program. I mean, it comes with Elizabeth. It's just like, I wouldn't have so much cool things happen to me. Like, I don't know what I would have, but it wouldn't be as great as anything I have now. So
no regrets.
Yeah. No regrets.
No, Riette, thank you so much for your time. I thank you so much for being vulnerable and sharing your story with us. And, you know, just good luck with everything that you're doing in college and life.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Thank you for, you know, partnering with Big Brothers, Big Sisters and taking the time to interview us so that we can tell people, you know, what the mission is. They might see it on a flyer, but it's different when you're hearing what the words are saying to you. So thank you so much.
Your words were very impactful and very meaningful, and I think that it's going to come across that way. So thank you very much.
Riette and Elizabeth, they were the ones that inspired me
to be littles, because it takes little to be big. And tune in with Tracy and the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Dane County.
Thank you, Fusion.
Not a problem. Learn more at madtownjams.com.